Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We start with home prices in L.A. going up and up and up and up. Michael Lenz, professor of urban planning and public policy at UCLA. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
So if the million-dollar home is not what it used to be, that begs the question, then what is the new price on average for a home here?
Well, you know, we are hitting a point where $1 million is roughly the median in Los Angeles. And, you know, that is an arbitrary number, but I think an eye-catching one for a lot of people. And if that's the typical price of home ownership, then we know that a large number of people are just not going to be able to enter the market.
How much faster is the average price of a home rising in LA County, in LA, compared to the average amount of money that a professional person makes in LA?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, that it's definitely the case that the cost of housing is rising faster than the cost of than typical incomes. You know, LA has always been expensive, and it's always had, you know, at least during the 21st century and in the 80s and 90s, we've always had, you know, very robust immigration and diversity that, you know, includes a lot of people that don't have, you know, very high incomes. So we've always had this kind of very challenging combination of high housing costs and a lot of people who can't afford them. But, you know, the last, you know, couple decades, the cost of housing has risen a lot faster. And, you know, that's part of the reason why we've seen, why we're seeing so much homelessness and other precarious housing situations.
While certainly the price of the house is important for a lot of people, it's the down payment, right? That's the most critical thing, at least up front. So what are we talking about in terms of what is the mean number for a down payment on a mortgage for a home in LA now?
Well, I don't have those numbers, you know, at my fingertips here, but you know, we do know that typically people are expected to come up with 20%, you know, 10 to 15% if there's, you know, some other kind of lending arrangements. But, you know, we also know, particularly once you get to such high numbers, that, you know, there's other people that are able to come into the market with all cash offers, whether that's institutional investors or other people with, you know, really deep pockets. And so that, you know, there are certainly, there's some reason to believe, I think, that people who are, you know, competing for housing units at $1 million, $1.5 million, like they're expected to come up with more than 200,000 or 300,000 or whatever that 20% number is, because you have competition from people who have, you know, a lot of cash to throw down.
This doesn't seem to me like this is a sustainable model to continue going on. And if it does continue, are we facing at some point down the road a crash, an LA specific crash?
I don't think we're looking at housing, and I think it's much less likely that we face a housing crash than we face, you know, kind of stagnant population growth or, you know, a type of population movement that really brings us to the point where we only have high income people living here, or the vast majority of your nurses and cab drivers and cleaning staff and those types of people are having to live, you know, either, you know, an hour, 2 hour away from where they work, or they're going to leave the region altogether or not move here at all. You know, there are other parts of the country that are more accommodating in terms of housing costs. And, you know, we are starting to hit a point, you know, like you said, it's not sustainable. So what's most likely to give? Well, right now, I think that the cost of housing is so much driven by scarcity in the number of housing units that we have, and that, you know, what's going to happen is people are going to get priced out unless we change course.
All right, Michael Lenz, thank you. Professor of Urban Planning and Public Policy at UCLA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.